Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it could have been better. It could have been worse. Let's recap the losing card for Friday. We start with the NBA. I go 1-1. I overreact to the Jimmy Butler injury. I had the Bulls plus the 1.5 on the road at Miami. That was a bad handicap. I get crushed. I react appropriately to the Zion Williamson injury. I had the Pelicans plus the 1.5 at home against Sacramento. They get the job done. Nice, easy victory, and I get to cash the ticket. Major League Baseball, first five run lines, I go 2-2. I cash in the Milwaukee Brewers plus the 105 on the road at St. Louis. I cash in the Houston Astros minus the 110 on the road at the Washington Nationals. I lose on my Minnesota Twins. Yeah, Joe Ryan disappointed me again, and the Twin Sticks, well, they've disappointed much of the season, so they lose to Detroit not only in the first five, they also lose the outright game to them as well. A little bit surprised with the result in Kansas City. I expected it to be a high-scoring game. In the end, the game does go over the number, but in the first five, it was a pitcher's duel. 1-0 after five innings of baseball, so of course, I lose the first five run line on Baltimore. I had the Rockies' first five money line against Seattle. They were postponed because of weather, so no action on that play. So at 3-3, my day came down to the first wager off the board. It was the White Sox and the Phillies with a nerfy. No score, bottom of the first, two down, two on. The deuces are wild, in the words of the old Vin Scully. But no, it wasn't meant to be for me. There's the blast, the three-run homer, and I lose the ticket. That's how it goes when you have those nerfies. You're one swing away from defeat. And unfortunately, I suffered it with two down in the bottom of the first. But now let's see if we can bounce back on Saturday. We start with the NBA. And I'm going to bet every single NBA playoff game. I'm not an NBA expert, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time dissecting any of the games. I will tell you, I did some research on round one home teams. They went 4-4 in the opening game last year. So four dogs won outright on the road. Five of the eight games in the first round last year, the opening game of the series, were decided by double digits. Play number one, I'm on the Cleveland Cavaliers, minus the 4.5 against the Orlando Magic. Play number two is in Minneapolis. I'll be on the Minnesota Timberwolves, minus the 1.5 against the Phoenix Suns. Now some dogs for you. I'm going to back the Philadelphia 76ers plus the 3.5 at the New York Knicks. I'm going to back the LA Lakers plus the 7.5 at the Denver Nuggets. So those are my four bets here for Saturday in the NBA. Next up on the card, we got a Major League Baseball. And most of my wagers tonight are in the dark. I don't know what's going on, but the lines are not out there for most of the wagers I like. I only locked in two plays so far. The rest of the wagers I will post in the show notes once I can get them in. So let's start with one of the two wagers that I do have in the card. It's a money line play. It's the Texas Rangers at the Atlanta Braves at a plus 136. So for Texas, it's Nathan Eovaldi looking to bounce back strong after allowing five runs over six innings at Houston last time out. He has a 2.92 ERA on the season, a 3.63 ERA last season. Braves batters are hitting 268 against him lifetime. On the other side, it's Charlie Morton going for Atlanta, a 5.29 ERA this season after giving up four runs against the Mets and six runs against the Marlins in his last two starts. The Texas Sticks are a career 250 against him batting average. But in this one, if you gave me the first five run line, I would take it and run to the bank. But unfortunately, that one was not available for me. I really like the starting pitching edge. So I'm going to go Texas here on the road at Atlanta at the plus 136. Next up on the card, it's a first five money line. Deja vu all over again. I'm on the Colorado Rockies to be determined over the Seattle Mariners. So this one was postponed on Friday. Same matchup on Saturday, so let's try it again. I'll take the Rockies on the first five money line against Seattle. Next up on the card, it's a nerfy. First of three nerfies for me today. I'm on the Tampa Bay Rays at the New York Yankees. It'll be the fifth start of the season for Nestor Cortez. He has one good start when he tossed eight shutout innings against the Marlins. He has a 4.50 ERA of the season and a 1.14 whip. I'm hoping for a 2022-like start today from Cortez at home against a very familiar foe. I think he's got better, and he's going to show it soon. Meanwhile, it's Zach Eflin going for the Rays. Two good starts and two bad starts so far this year. His last start at Yankee Stadium, he went six innings, giving up no runs back in August. I would love a clean opening frame for both pitchers, so give me the Rays and the Yankees. No runs in the first inning. It's a Nerfy bet. And once again, no line available on that either. Next up on the card, it's another Nerfy. It's the Miami Marlins at the Chicago Cubs. I refuse to believe Jesus Luzardo is going to drop off like this. A 3.32 ERA in 2022, a 3.63 ERA last season, and a 7.65 ERA so far this season. Luzardo has given up 12 runs over his last two starts. That's not good. Cubby's batters are a career 11 for 54 against him. That's a 204 batting average against. Meanwhile, it's Javier Assad on the bump for the Cubbies, a 2.16 ERA this season and a 0.96 whip. He had a 3.05 ERA last season. The Marlins, well, they've been struggling at the dish all season. So wind in or out, I'm going to bet the Nerfy here. I'm on the Marlins and the Cubs. No runs in the first inning. Line to be determined. Next up on the card, two teams that can swing the sticks, but I'm going to do it. It's another Nerfy. It's the Baltimore Orioles at the Kansas City Royals. Almost played the O's on the first five-run line, but ended up deciding on the Nerfy. It's Corbin Burnes and his 2.28 ERA for the O's. Meanwhile, Cole Ragans and his 1.93 ERA for the Royals. These two pitchers dueled in Baltimore back on April the 3rd. Ragans gave up one hit and no runs over six and a third innings. Meanwhile, Corbin Burnes gave up nine hits. He got roughed up a little bit there. Two runs over five and two-thirds innings in that game. Both teams once again can score, but I'm going to take good pitching over good hitting. So give me a Nerfy. No runs in the first inning on Baltimore and Kansas City. Line to be determined.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next up on the card, it's a first five-run line. I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks, minus the half a run at the San Francisco Giants. Same here, no line available yet. Zach Gallen is on the road, and he's not the same Zach Gallen as at home, but he's still Zach Gallen. A 1.64 ERA on the season, a 1.14 whip on the season, with a trip to Colorado being the only game that he's given up more than a run. Meanwhile, it's 22-year-old Kyle Harrison going for the Giants. He has a 4.37 ERA. He's given up three or more runs in each of his last three starts. So I'm going to lay the number here. Give me the D-backs of Arizona, minus the half a run in the first five at San Francisco. Line to be determined. Then the final wager on the card for me, as I almost fall asleep on you, it's to record a win. And it's Zach Wheeler of the Phillies against the Chicago White Sox at a minus 155. So on a night where they posted hardly any lines, I can't believe that I was lucky enough to get a record a win prop bet out there. So I expect this to be my best value to back the Phillies in this one. It's a minus 155 on Wheeler to win. Meanwhile, the money line's at a minus 290, and the run line is actually at a 142. So I do believe this is my best value so far. Wheeler is 0-3 on the season with a 1.04 whip. It's time for him to get a W against the lowest scoring team in baseball. So let's bet to record a win, yes, on Zach Wheeler of the Phillies at the minus 155. So that'll do it for my card here because, once again, a lot of my options were limited tonight, and I think five plays in the dark is probably enough for me. So let's recap the card for Saturday as I attempt to have a bounce-back day. In the NBA, I'm on the Cavaliers, minus the 4.5 against the Magic. I'm on the Timberwolves minus the 1.5 against the Suns. I'm on the 76ers plus the 3.5 at the Knickerbockers. I'm on the Lakers plus the 7.5 at the Nuggets. Major League Baseball money line play. I'm on the Texas Rangers plus the 136 at the Atlanta Braves. Rockies money line first five against Seattle. No line available yet. A Nerfy wager. I'm on the Rays and the Yankees. No runs in the first inning. No line available yet. Nerfy, I'm on the Marlins and the Cubs. No runs in the first inning. No line available yet. Another Nerfy, I'm on the Orioles and the Royals. No runs in the first inning. No line available yet. First five run line. I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks minus the half a run against the San Francisco Giants. Yet again, no line available yet. Then the final bet on the card for me to record a win. Give me the answer of yes on Zach Wheeler of the Phillies minus the 155 against the White Sox. So that's my card for Saturday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.